Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to talk to you about fear. And the essence of my discussion is to show you how powerful fear is and how to ensure it doesn't exert its power over you. I'd like to start by helping you understand what fear means. That is to say, what does it mean to be afraid? What does it mean to say that fear has gripped you? I'm not trying to give you dictionary definition or academic definition. I'm just trying to give you a working definition so that we'll get on the same page in the course of this podcast. Now, to say that you're afraid means that you are feeling that something bad will happen. A bad feeling that something will happen to you. And it's essentially a feeling. It doesn't mean it's something real, and it does not also mean that what you fear may not come upon you. You are said to be afraid when it is visible in your body, in your action, and in your words, that feeling that something may go wrong has either affecting the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you behave, and all that. Again, I say my focus is not defining fear. My focus is to share with you the power of fear and how to ensure that fear does not take its hold, that fear does not suppress you, or that fear does not deal you a heavy blow. Now, the first thing I want to talk to you about fear, or what fear can do, is that fear can cripple your ability to take steps that will turn around your life. You see, the way life has been organized is that whatever thing you become, there are things you have to do to become that thing. Whatever thing you achieve, there are things you have to do to achieve those things. And for you to be able to move from where you are to another place, you have to take some steps. As a matter of fact, the wise King Solomon said, "He who waits for conditions to be perfect, he will never sow. He who is busy waiting for the weather to be clear will not harvest." What he was saying by that is that if you are afraid to take steps, if you are reluctant to take steps or do what you have to do because you are afraid that the weather may not be good, or you are afraid that if everything is not perfect, you will not be able to take steps. If fear gets you to that state of mind where you don't want to take steps, where you don't want to plant, or where you don't want to sow, then the reality of life is that where you should have gotten to, you won't get to those places. Do you understand what I'm saying? Speaking in more practical terms, what it means is this. If you are supposed to start a business, if you are supposed to change a career, if you are supposed to dump a person who you are in a relationship with because that relationship is not leading you anywhere, and if you are supposed to stop something you have been doing but you are afraid of what will come upon you or what will happen if you stop those things, then what it means that fear has stopped you from taking the crucial step you should have taken to make advancement in your life. You see, there are people that are supposed to stop their job, but the fear of the fact that they may stop their job and start their own business and not get enough patronage keeps them where they are. But that was not the case for Gabriel Ogbeche, that's the CEO of Rain Oil Limited. For him, he calculated that if I can make this amount of sale, I'll be able to get this done. Now, if anything gets you to the point where you should have taken a chance on your initiative, taking a chance on God's word to you, which says, step out of your secure job and get into a more secure life, which is a life of maybe running your business, starting your career or anything. The point is that if there are things you are supposed to do, and the fear of what may happen, and the feeling that something will just go wrong, keeps you from taking the step to do those things, then what has happened is that fear has overcome you. Fear has taken over you, and fear is actually ruling you. My desire is that at the end of this podcast, you understand why fear should not rule you and how to overcome fear. Now, another thing that fear does to you is that it makes you run when nothing is chasing you. I have experienced this. This is 2017, and within the month of February, I had a conversation with someone one day. And the conversation is based on something that happened, or somebody wrote on that thing to plant fear in me. It doesn't mean the person deliberately did it, but that was for the first time in my life I saw myself running very hard, almost running into death while trying to escape from death. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, what I'm saying is that there are times people paint pictures to you that make you think that something bad is about to happen, and therefore you run away where you should have stayed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody comes to you and tell you that Nigeria can never get better. Therefore, despite the fact that you have the potential to be able to survive, succeed, and even super succeed in Nigeria, you run away because somebody who calls himself a newspaper columnist or analyst or a political analyst planted fear in you and got you running when there's no need to run. Somebody may not plant fear in you. In fact, you may have sat down on your own and raised fear into your head. It happens. Yes, It happens. The incident I was telling you, somebody told me stories and the story was so big in my head, I was analyzing it and digesting it until I get to the point where I have reasoned fear into me. Such that I was lying down in my bed, but I was feeling that somebody would just come now. It got to that extent, but that was again when I realized how powerful and how dangerous fear can be. Then there are many other things fear can do to you, but I just want to stop at these two and then get to another point. How does fear come? Fear comes by hearing. Fear comes by the things you hear or the things you read. Somewhere in the Bible, it is said that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And I want to adapt into to tell you this. Fear comes by hearing and hearing the words of fear evangelists. Fear comes by hearing and hearing the words of those who are purveyors of fears. Now, it doesn't mean that those people are bad people. It just means they mean well to you, in fact, most of the time. For instance, the person I was talking about, he was concerned about my safety, my security, except that what she ended up doing was that she painted a picture that made it look as if I was going to die that same day. What she succeeded in doing, even with her good intention, was that she got me so afraid and tense that I wanted to run when nobody was chasing me. It got me to the point where I was thinking I would just die suddenly when there was nothing like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So fear comes by the words you read and fear comes by the things you hear. Be careful who tells you about your health, who tells you about your future, who tells you about Nigeria, who tells you about anything at all. If those people are not planting faith in you, chances are there they are either diluting your faith or putting fear in you. And that is why you have to be conscious of what you hear. Now, it doesn't mean that what they say and there are no truth or facts concerning it. For instance, if you call a young person and they are posted to a northern Nigerian or a southerner, somebody will tell you, are you going there? They will kill you, Boko Haram. Now, are there Boko Haram in the north? Yes, there was. At least this is 2017 and the story we heard is that Boko Haram has been wiped away. Now, they will tell you that kind of thing, but is it true that you're going to die when you get there? No. They are simply telling you that this has happened and therefore it will happen to you. But that is not the truth. Many people live in those places and they are not yet dead. And they have never left the state though. That tells you something. The fact that somebody has died there doesn't mean you are going to die. If you're a Christian like me and somebody tells you that thing, this is your response to him. Even if you don't tell him so that somebody won't say you are proud, just tell your mind. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, even if you go to Borno State. Do you understand what I'm saying? How do you conquer fear? It's a very simple thing. Dispel fear with superior information. Like I just gave you an instance. Somebody tells you you will never conceive. He says it's a lie. The Bible says in Psalm 112 and 128, he who fears God, his house will be full of children. And God said somewhere in First Samuel, the Bible said that God makes barren women conceive. Therefore, even if you have not been able to give birth to a child after 3 months of marriage, and somebody is telling you, you will never give birth, don't listen to him. Listen to the superior information, which is that God can make a barren woman like you bear children. Do you understand what I'm saying? When people tell you you can never succeed in business, look for superior information. If you don't have superior information, chances are there they are telling you the truth. Therefore, I like you to do this. When people plant fear in you, when you have this feeling of gloom that things are going to go wrong, ask yourself, is it based on reality or based on fear that has been planted by someone? And if it's about fear, you have to dispel that fear with superior information. You want to start off a business and somebody say you will not succeed. Tell him people have succeeded before. Tell him that whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and that is the victory we have in Christ. Tell him that people have started a business from scratch in Nigeria. Sonny Obazu Ojebase is one of my best examples. He started Complete Sports in Nigeria with very small money. What's his name again? The CEO of Renault, like we just mentioned earlier. He started with 300,000 naira from his secure job. He has to leave his job to start his business. These are people that have started things in Nigeria and they have soared high. When they tell you about those that have failed, tell them about those that have succeeded. What you are doing by that, you are dispelling fear and making yourself walk with the faith that is required for you to take bold steps. A crucial thing you have to do is this. Make sure you shut out people who evangelize fear in your heart from your life. If you know those kind of people, do not talk to them. Don't share your vision with them. Don't share your ideas with them. Keep it to your heart. You need to guard your heart. You need to guard your faith. It's important your faith is intact while you are trying to take steps. Therefore, do not listen to them. And even when they force themselves to talk to you, find a way of create a folder in your head where the things they are saying will enter and live through their ears. That has been my attitude about people like that. The point I've made today is this. Fear is a very powerful force if you allow it to cripple your ability to take steps. However, there are simple ways to ensure it doesn't rule over you. And that is to dispel fear when people try to plant it in you and shut out fear mongers, fear evangelists in your life. I hope you got my point.
tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Work, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.